Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
It's 28730.
28730. Can I get your name?
It's Nicholas Hightower.
Thank you, Mr. Hightower. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
It's 12 Laura Brooks Drive, Fairview, North Carolina, 28730.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry, sir. My system is running slow today. All right, here we go. This is due to the tablet. It's a contest entry for that tablet to win that tablet, sir. And let me ask you this, that 12 Laurel Brook Drive, that's your address?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry if I had asked you previously. But yes, sir, that's what's going on. Were you aware that this was a contest entry for you to win that tablet?
I thought it was just basically like a one-time entry deal, but I actually saw a couple other charges for like $56. So that's, and I got an alert from my bank today about it. That's why I was calling to see what it was. Yes, but I was not aware that I actually signed up for anything more than just basically a one-time entry.
Yes, sir. It was a contest entry, and I can see that that you weren't aware. What if I can do this, sir? Okay. I may be able to go in and make sure that the account is canceled. Use my customer courtesy code. See if I can get you a 35% refund on that $56.95. Make sure you're canceled out. Because I'm going to tell you what comes along with this, though. Like, it's a lot of different products that you could win. It's a Makita, an iPhone. And you'll actually get a voucher also. So is that enough to still make you want to, you know, stay in and try to win it? Or you'd just rather take the refund?
No. I just go take the refund. Yeah, I wasn't aware it was going to be like a recurring charge.
Okay.
Because I saw there was some charges back in March, April, and May as well. So would I be able to get a refund on any of those or just
– I know.
Just the
– And let me see, because I know what you're saying, that then that 35% was really unsatisfactory. I thank you for, you know, trying to take it. This is what I could do, sir, and then you can let me know how you feel about it. Honestly, the most – I may be able to get that May 25th. You may see the 26th or the 24th. I may be able to get that one fully refunded. But anything else, I have to transfer you for that.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yes, sir. Honestly, I haven't been here that long. But I know with this one, I'll go in and see if I can use my customer's courtesy code, get you fully refunded this one. And then I'll transfer you. Yes, sir. So just bear with me a couple seconds, Mr. Hightower. Yes, sir. We'll get you squared away, though.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hold on 1 second for me, please. Give me a couple more seconds, sir. I got that account canceled. I got that refund through. Now I'm really waiting up for a line to open so you won't get intercepted by automated, and I'll transfer you to a supervisor, and they'll finish assisting you.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, sir. Just bear with me a couple more seconds, and I thank you for your patience, sir.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. No problem. All right, sir, I got you through. I thank you for calling customer support, Mr. Nick. You have a good day, sir. Hang tight. I'm transferring you now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.